I can tell you one particular supporter or devotee of us from Taiping, who is a staunch meditator, very highly advanced in the jhana practice, in the Pao tradition. She was also formerly from the Mahasi tradition, but later on she found that it was more fulfilling for her to practice high states of jhana. And she was also a very dedicated Dharma worker. She would go all the way to Burma to help out in the Pao Center, and whenever there are any retreats in Malaysia, she would be around helping if she was not on retreat herself. And she was also a very health-conscious person. She would eat organic food, she would do coffee enema and so forth, and invite Achans from Thailand to conduct all these health courses. Well, finally, she died of cancer. I think cervical cancer. In her last moments, the husband was still trying to coach her to maintain her mindfulness. So a person who does not understand the complexity of karma would question, how come she's such a saintly person, so generous and then so well-developed in terms of bhavana, in terms of meditative cultivation, and yet she has to die such a horrible death. There's also this couple of other very highly developed people, like Swami Rama, the founder of the Himalayan Institute in the US, and also Krishnamurti, who also died of cancer. And there are also sadhus who died of cancer, right? And meditation teachers who die of cancer and tumor. That's why the Buddha said, don't think about the result of karma, because it's so complex that we don't really understand which karma that we did in the past will bear fruit at any time. Now, only the Buddha, the omniscient one, would be able to identify which particular karma would give result at any particular time. That's not part of our livelihood, to look into your fortune regarding your karma. Although there are fortune tellers around, they can do that from other teachings, which are not Buddhist teachings.